What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Tulos Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to Tulos.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
Hey, I'm Rocky Jean.
And this is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And welcome to Artist Spotlight. Let's go. And shout out to our sponsor, Tulos. Artist Spotlight powered by Tulos. Distribution. If you put your music out, you should do it to Tulos.
But
we have a special guest. We have a special guest, Rocky. This is somebody who I just met, but I like him. I like him a lot. Like, I like his person. It's like if we had a, if hip hop raised a child,
right,
and that child came up in it, it was respectful of it, knew everything about it, like, it would be our guest.
Right.
He's a child of a hip hop rapper. His dad is in my top three. Like, incredible rappers, and he's doing his thing too. So,
I
Rocky,
appreciate that.
Right. Everybody, let's give it up for J-Wan. Really, J-Wan. Like, I gotta make sure I say it right.
What's up?
So, we already shot an episode together. We shot That's Debatable, and I was like, man. And as we were talking, I was like, man, I really think we should do Artist Spotlight, because mm-hmm. I feel like we should be pushing you in hip hop, because when I hear you talk about it, being that you're such a young man, you speak about it with so much respect. Like,
I love
you speak
it.
About it like it raised you.
It did
for me too. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, it raised you, bro. So when I hear you, I'm like imagining being like your dad in the house, then your uncle is Styles P, and then shit, it's like, dog. Like, you was raising it, but you got respect for it. Where'd that come from?
I just love music. Like, really, really love music. Like, music is how I operate. Early in the morning, before 12, it's all R&B, jazz, all of that. That's my vibe. After 12, rap. Like, it's just, that's what it is. I wasn't watching cartoons. I was really on, like, 106, The Basement, like, MTV. Like, that's really what I just enjoy the most, more than anything. Like, I'm cool. I have attitude all day till I get in the studio.
What age did you know? Like I'm my kids are... Mm-hmm. Teenagers, and my youngest is 7, and I'm always like, when do they get that itch? Like, when do you see it and you like, because it's already an admiration you might have for it because your dad does it. So it's like, damn, my dad does it, so I love it. But it's like, when did you say, I think I could be that? How old?
I had spurts, like moments where like I want to rap, then be like, no, I don't feel like doing it.
Yeah, that's why it took you a minute to get into music.
Yeah,
what made you do that?
Because it was always spurts. Like, you feel me? I would do it just for myself. Like, if I could just be a writer for people, I'd do that. Like, I don't like.
I mean, you can't just be a writer for people.
Yeah,
you
like
don't want to though.
the part of like the business side and the always being pulled in different directions be the least fun part for me. But recording, performing, that is the fun to me. So, for me, it was just, I think I been knew I wanted to do it. It just wasn't on the top of my mind, my to-do list of things. And then all my friends used to be like, yo, bro, nigga, you can rap, like, just rap.
Was there always a, and by the way, this is why I want to have this conversation, Rocky, because it's like when your dad's a basketball player, you're around it all day. Like, you're like, when they're at practice, you're there. When they had shoot around, you're there. Like, you've been around it in a way that some of us wish we were.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when you decide to jump out, is there a fear, like, of, man, once I say this shit out loud, Pops and everybody gonna be like, all right, now you wanna do this for real? Like, it's time.
Like, do you know what I'm saying?
Like,
do you feel a pressure, like, expectations from
I'm
the legacy?
I'm overly arrogant, like, at times. Like, I'm overly arrogant. Like, I got, like, a lot of self-confidence. So I never worried about what they are saying, none of that. Like, I just know how hard of a critic I am of music and, like, how I feel about rap, that I can't say no bullshit. Like, so for me, it was just like, nigga, you gonna have to sharpen fast. And
I
then
say your pen has to be ill. Your Jadakiss son,
like,
my nigga.
And for me, shit took off mad fast, like, after last December. So I was already recording before then. Like, I've been was supposed to drop. I just was taking my time with it. Like, I ain't no rush.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, oh, shit. You got to just think faster. You got to just be like, you got to get all the kinks out faster than if I would have been, say, I would have started years ago, like 5 years ago, like some of my peers, like, think in a year, I'm ahead of some of them or on some of their same level as far as least recognition and everything. Like, so it's like, I got to work double time. So for me, it's just, I don't stop.
So did you wait to, you saw your peers working on music. Did you wait for a reason or like what?
Nah, I used to sit there and be like, them niggas can't fuck with me.
Like, it was arrogant.
Yeah,
like, so you were so arrogant. You just was like, I'm not
going to
do this.
Yeah, like, it was like, I used to be like, oh, bro, niggas suck. Like, I don't want to do it. And then it got to a point where it's like, niggas suck. And I'm tired of hearing this shit that niggas is putting out. And then it got to a point of like, me talking to different celebrities and rappers and shit that I know and musicians and being like, yo, you should do this. Like, just try that. And me being right. And them taking my advice and me saying, you know what? I'm not even about to give niggas the sauce. I'm about to just do it and then, like, and go from there. Yeah.
So what was that, like, defining moment? Like, was there, like, a studio session, a person, and then you were like, man, this is what's going to make me go and do this?
So for me, I always, like, my friends, like, my close friends hear me rap all the time. Like, it would be in the crib, I just start rapping, like, and saying some shit. Like, so they always knew I could rap. I think, what was the defining moment? I don't know. It was weird. This is like my least favorite verse that I did. When the So Brooklyn record came out, Yonkers niggas did a So Yonkers one. And my man Cash B, shout out to him. He put everybody from different blocks on it. And I really hated the record. Shout out to Cash, but I hated that record. Yeah. Like, you feel me? That was my least favorite Casanova record. So he like, yo, I'm going to throw you on there. I'm going to throw Keem on there. Throw Lady Slim on there. Who else he threw on? It was us three. And I went to the studio or whatever. I wrote my verse like 5 minutes before having to go to the studio. It was on some like real, like, I don't really want to do this shit. That shit went viral. Like, that shit went viral. Like, I'm just like, fuck. Like, and niggas was fucking with it. I'm like, if y'all fucking with this, like, and I ain't really want to do it.
I got a question. You say you want to rap. Are you in a scenario where you're like, I gotta be signed to D Block?
Nah,
or you in the situation? Always, I don't I'm like,
yeah, I don't like. If we just like historically look at it and contextualize it, no artist that came in the game was like a lineage descendant of an artist and was signed to their parent ever did good. Romeo was the only one, but his career was a decent career. But it was really short for what it could have been.
Yeah.
Say if he wasn't signed to his pops, like, you feel me? Or you feel me? We seen, shout out to Tiny and T.I. and them and OMG girls. They just got their money. Like, you feel me? We seen how they career, like, it, like, historically, it just never worked out. So I was old. My thing was, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. And they cool.
Yeah. Like,
so I'm gonna ask you this: what? Give me the makeups in your mind of an MC.
The makeups of my mind in the MC.
Like, what makes someone an MC? What skills do they have for you to say, consider them an MC? For you to actually acknowledge them as they're an MC.
And not say they're trash.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of
MCs. I see.
Not gonna lie. You gotta just, I lived a life. Like, I really lived a life. So I listen to hear if you saying just, you in one dimensional with what you rap about. Clearly, I read a lot and all of that. Like, you feel me? I got an education. So, do it make sense? How you saying it? Like, it's, like, so much for me that makes it up. So, that's why it's, like, certain artists to me are real MCs. Like, the Black Thoughts, the Com. Like, it's certain artists that just on another level, like.
Your favorite, you know his favorite rapper of all time is? His GOAT, J. Cole.
Yeah, like, that's my GOAT.
That's
like,
so interesting to me.
Like, so it's, like, you got to always, you got to be able to tell a lot in 16 balls, like, and I feel like that's a lot of people can't do that.
Yeah.
So some people verses would just be caption lines, like where none of the bars got anything to do with anything. Like, it's no story in it. It's just some fly shit, and it don't. So for me, it's, you got to.
See how
your
list talks about rap? Like, it's like, I never heard about.
You got
to
really.
You have to live in a house. Your dad has to be Bill Belichick. It's like being a child of a football star, a football coach. It's like, if you're the child of a coach, you don't have no choice but to see the game differently.
You know what's crazy, yeah, though? My moms and, like, my uncles and shit is really who put me on to, like, music. Like, you feel me? Like, it wasn't really so much my pops. It was really, like, my uncles, my mom's, like, she still got her CD booklet from when I was a little kid, like, with all the old mixtapes and shit. Because it was a nigga who used to sell bootleg CDs on my block. So I just used to always get them shits from him.
Word. Now I'm only laughing because it's like, your father in the music business, making money from music. You're like, but this nigga on my block selling bootleg?
Like, not like my
no, I'm saying, I love that though. I love that though, because that's like to me, that's like, say, I'm a nigga, bro. Like, yeah, like I understand what word I'm in, but yeah, I'm a real like, nigga first. And if I can get it from the bootleg man for $3 compared to Best Buy for $20,
yeah, like,
man, I want to support you, my but nigga, like, but I gotta be a real nigga first.
Like, when the money, my mom's got a picture, like, from when the Money Power Respect album came out, I was 1 year old, and they had me at the signing with them. Like, you feel me? Like, I really live in. I remember when Game came to Yonkers and did his fucking documentary signing in the square. Like, you feel me? Like, yeah. So, like, I really remember, like, key moments in hip-hop. Like, yeah, that just, for yeah, me, is a whole different.
Do you feel like...
Go ahead. I love that. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you feel like, because, like, was your dad... I mean, he was present, but was he busy? Like, why was it your uncles that...
Yeah, he was busy. Like, my pops was busy. You gotta remember, like, when I'm 27, I'll be 28. My pops just turned 49. Like... Yeah. He 21. He just really, yeah, rapper, and it's hard, like, for him to just, like, you
so
feel
like
me?
So, like, your uncles were babysitting and, like, hey, yeah, listen. Like,
exactly, yeah. Like, so okay, the music's in there. Like, my Uncle Gus used to be out here with me. We ride around and listen to old 50 mixtapes and shit like that. Like, so I really, like, got a head start on music early. Like,
I have a theory. I think it's hard for kids of artists, because hip-hop was born on out of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's so crazy. I remember telling somebody, I'm like, the only way Christian Combs is going to work, my opinion is if Puff makes him walk to Brooklyn to get him some cheesecake. I'm not being funny. I'm just like, if you...
Yo, Christian got some shit in the stash.
That's what I'm saying. He fire. But the world sees the star, the son of a star.
Yeah.
And they're looking at, and by the way, a rich star.
Niggas are judging him.
So niggas is judging him. So it's like, so then when I look at him, I'm like, well, it becomes very hard, right? Like, and I'm an A&R first, mm-hmm, right? So when you think about making records for somebody like yourself, it's like that subject matter is important, because
but everybody got a story.
But what I'm saying is that okay, so you brag on what you got. Mm-hmm. First thing they think is your dad bought you that. You see what I'm trying to say? Like, you brag on who you are. The first thing gonna be like, oh, he only that because his dad, right? Like, but and it's like, it makes it very hard for people to receive you at what you are, because they're seeing you for what you are.
You know what's crazy? It's only black people like that.
That's true. Like, but what I'm saying is that with Puff, the thing about Puff was when he made his son, them kids walk to the thing, he was like, this is the dues I'll have to pay. That's good. Well, your son has to pay the same dues then. Mm-hmm. Right? And for me with you, I feel like, as dope as you are, the challenge is going to be what's real and what's not.
I don't have that issue. You know what's crazy? I think I said this. Yonkers niggas don't like nobody. Like, as a city, like,
what would you mean?
Like, we don't.
My family from Yonkers.
Like, we don't like niggas. Like, so, like, it's a lot of niggas that rap in Yonkers. And we don't be jacking niggas shit. Like, and that's how. So, for me, it was like, when Yonkers fuck with my shit, down to the niggas from the other side of town and all that.
That's
we
all
don't
that
fuck with it. It's and they no, but you ain't have nobody try to go on YouTube or be like discredit me or be like he's lying.
Yeah,
fuck what the world say, because these are the niggas that know me. Like, if they're saying he ain't lying or none of that, then what? Like, the validity is home.
I was about to say, so
like,
you was outside, basically, what you saying?
Yeah, like, I really was outside. Like,
it's proof. It's pictures.
Yeah, like,
it's pictures
like
the,
I move around. Like, niggas say, like, oh, nah, I seen him. Or, like, you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not one of those, nah, it's like.
So you're on Joe Budden's show now. Mm-hmm. Congratulations to that. Shout out to Joe. I love Joe.
Shout out to Joe.
So we met at Joe Budden dinner, birthday party dinner. And you're on his show, you rapping, you got motion. You have a name. How do you prioritize the career?
I think the career is all of that.
I'm glad you said that.
I think the career is all of that.
It is all of that, but
How do I know who to put Will with?
The MC in you.
Oh, I don't stop rapping. I'm always like, I go to sleep rapping, lives
and dies this shit.
Yeah, like I go to sleep rapping. Like I'll be in my mind just rapping. I wake up and like, and sometimes I have to catch myself because you know you're supposed to wake up in the morning, give thanks and all that. I'll grab my phone and write a bar down that I was thinking about, like shit like that. Like, or if a nigga send me a feature or something to do, like, give you an example, Kai Cash, he sent me some shit. He was spitting on it. I'm like, yo, nah, this shit knocking. I went to sleep figuring out the verse, like, and then woke up still trying to figure, like, so it don't ever stop. Now, I do have moments, I say, as we all do, where you get writer's block, where it's just, like, ain't shit coming up.
But what I mean by that is, like, you, like, I think that's what makes Joe so dope. Yeah. It's like, he's talking about the culture, but he actually contributed to it.
Yeah.
You're talking about the culture, but you also want to contribute to it, which means that you're giving people insight to your mind, insight to your thoughts, insight to who you are, which then can help them judge what you do. You understand that, right? That's why I was asking. I'm like,
no, it makes people harsher critics.
Yes, how do you work around that?
Show and prove. That's really just it. Just show and prove. Like, you feel me? You gotta know some niggas just gonna hate regardless. They're gonna be like, and it's like show and prove. The proof is in the numbers. The proof is in the comments. The proof is there. Like, legends have came up to me like, yo, you're doing this, like, and you're doing it the right. So a nigga sitting behind a computer can't tell me shit. Like, when Lupe Fiasco made me freestyle for him, or Joey Badass come like, yo, you killing that shit, or Busta, or like Clark Kent, like, you feel me, who, like, Clark Kent, we responsible for Hov and Big say, yo, you, like, you got it.
Yeah.
It's nothing that Dame, a nigga like Dame Dash, who helped make stars, be like, yo, you got it.
Yeah.
Styles, a nigga who don't like nobody. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, Smoke Dizzle, like, when certain niggas is saying, it's like, nigga, y'all niggas, these are the niggas who
I want
to
impress.
Yeah, I'm not here to impress y'all niggas. Yeah. These are the niggas who laid the, these are the reason that I love hip hop. What, and shit like that.
What moment? See, this has to be a different style interview. He knows too much. What moment are you waiting for? Like, where you're like, is it like I just need to have like a rap city in the basement, or I just need one female to put me on a rec? So, like, what
I
moment
feel like
are
I
you
had
waiting
a
to
lot
happen?
Of the, those raps, them freestyle moments. I had a lot
yeah,
of
did.
Those.
That's why I was like looking for something else. Like, is it a feature? Is it what moment
then,
are you looking for? You
then
like?
Then I did the fly shit with Capella.
Yep.
You feel me? So that was the one. Like, at least for New York City, where it was like, oh shit. Like, you feel me? Like it's that was the. I think the moment I'm waiting for. I don't even know if it's so much if it's a record or if it's that. Cause I got a shit ton of music, like, so the record's somewhere in this phone, like that record's in the phone somewhere. I think it's just really that it takes one person to hear it that has a voice right now. Like, it take that, it's that one person that sends you that DM like, yo,
yeah,
like what's up, like it's that it's that moment, like, you feel me? Cause like, nigga, Hitmaker has hit me up, Hit Boy, like, they're like revered people've hit me.
Yeah.
But it takes, it's that when that one person hit you, you gonna know, like, when they, yo, send that with the open on it. Like, certain shit is like, I don't even know. It when Flex dropped the bombs, whatever he gets,
so
and
Flex
he dropped that.
See, that's the moment.
Like,
so
that might be the moment.
Flex drops the bomb.
That might
on
be
you,
it. Like,
it's over.
It's like, yeah.
That's it for you. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like, for me, it's probably The Breakfast Club. I sit on The Breakfast Club, it's like, I made it in life. Like, it was Joe and The Breakfast Club. It's like, y'all can't tell me nothing. I made it to, like, that's how I looked at it. Like,
That's fair. I think it's when Flex dropped the bomb. Like, niggas like to shit on Flex and give him a hard time, like, you feel me? But them bombs mean something. At least in New York.
I want to ask you, do you feel the pressure of New York hip hop? Or do you, because, like, you got double pressure on your back. You got, my father is a GOAT MC. I'm also from New York City, where everything we do, they're looking at us like, is it him? Is he the one? Is he the next Hov?
But you know what's crazy? I don't think about being the next anybody. I just do it. Like, you feel me? And I think that's why it works, because niggas fuck with my shit hard in the city, like in the town. Like, I think my man from Philly just told me, say, yo, bro, that shit you did in the Sprinter, nigga, that shit when everybody in Philly reposted that, like, so with rapping, in my mind, matters. Like, it's like, nigga, you got it. It's just, waiting for everybody else to catch on. Like, you feel me? Like,
yeah.
Like, see, it might be when DC play, DC or Ferrari or somebody play something out here and then Atlanta catch it, and it's like,
I see you.
Like, that'd yeah, like, moment, that's the moment where it's like, it's on both sides.
And
like,
see
yeah,
it, and they'd be like, nah, yeah. They about to break out, nigga. We, when you coming back to New York, I need you at the station. Like, yeah, you feel me? Like that.
I was gonna say, like, being that who you are, like, of course everybody knows and has heard you, so like, what do you feel like is the disconnect between where you're at now and dropping the bombs?
Cause I feel like you can get the bomb. I feel like all you gotta do is hit flex. I feel like all you gotta do is hit flex and be like, yo, I wanna come freestyle.
Nah, you know what it is? I think it really might just be, I'm still building my team out, like, so it's just really that extra network that has an extra network, like, for that, for me, cause
like people to reach out for you kind of thing?
Yeah, like the communication, or like, yo, you got somebody in the room. But it's been happening. Yo, like, they've been reaching out.
Hit flex.
I am.
Now listen to me. DM, if you don't got his number, I got his number.
I am.
DM him, hit him and say, yo, I just did an interview and they asked me, what's my dream? What do I feel like would be the moment? And I said, you dropping the bomb. When can I get in there and show you? Like, he'll be like, come on.
I'm going to tell you what else the moment's going to be for me. That first Summer Jam. Main stage.
See, that's some New York shit. See, it's so summer, Rick, it's that, so New York.
That matters.
Yeah. That's Summer Jam when you, not the pre-show stage, when you on that main stage, even if you're not headlining, if you got it's the like hottest record in the city and a nigga bring you out, that moment, like, you gotta really look at it from that standpoint as all New York artists, right? For us. It's always a moment at Summer Jam where somebody got the hottest record. And it's not solidified until either the headliner or somebody that's popping from New York or not from New York brings you out. Like, on that stage.
Rick,
like,
lighten up. Rick, no, like, that shit. That's it.
Like, imagine, right now, right? One of these records that I got out just hit. And Powerhouse coming up. Who's on it? I think A Boogie on it, right? Yep. And Boogie people reach out. Because I know his people. His people know my people. Reach out, yo. Bring. We want to bring him. That moment, Powerhouse, the lights up. That's that. Yo, oh, shit. Like, shit. Like,
I love music, bro. I love
and,
this shit, man.
And that's what we all, for my generation, yearned from. For French had New York for 10 years. Mm. Niggas tried to shit on French career. French had New York for 10 years where he was the hottest artist. Montana.
Really?
Where he was the hottest artist. And he
Hold
was
on,
hot.
When was this?
French had New York for 10.
I'm saying, when was this? Like, when did it start? When
2012 to about 2022 was French. French was on everything, even Southern records. From Stay Scheming to French had a run of just
there was a moment
anthems.
We always heard.
French was like 2 Chainz for Atlanta. Yeah, French and 2 Chainz are the same thing.
That's actually a good comparison. I want to ask you something. You said that doing Summer Jam, you also said the flex thing. And the record thing is what I'm thinking about. I'm going to ask you a question that I ask everybody. Give me a song in the last 10 years, a hit, that you heard and you said, that should have been my record.
Last
10 years. That you heard that you was like, damn, that should have been my record.
I could give it to you by state. So if it was a New York record.
Hit.
A hit.
Like, just a hit. Like, you know, like, you like, that could be, that should be my record.
10 years, undeniable hit. And I was like, damn, if I had this beat.
And the hook.
Fuck. What was a record that had me like, shit, this is crazy.
Maybe start with, like, the generations. Like, think about your generation. Or
all right, so from my generation, it might have been Global.
What's that?
Lil Baby, Global.
Okay.
Or, like, not even Global. That wasn't really a hit, but that was crazy.
You said a Southern artist. That's ironic, because I'm expecting you to give me some East Coast.
Nah, like, it's definitely something Baby. It might have, not even Close Friends, it might have been... I don't know. It was some little baby though. It definitely some little baby. Like, it just
he get it.
It was.
It's probably the one where he did that video where he was doing the dance.
Nah, it wasn't even one that. It wasn't even one that the whole world gravitated. It was one of them like ones that when it come on in the club, you know, like Like, it might have, like, it's one of those, like, that shit come on in the club, that, like, everything stop. It don't matter where you at. Like, that's that.
So, is there a record in your family's catalog that you wish was yours?
Record in the
Locks, catalog. Rough Riders, like, anything, your family catalog that you wish was yours?
A hit?
Yeah. I know which one it should be.
A hit that I think should have been mine. Let's see. I don't know.
You need to bring back Knock Yourself Out.
No, I was about to say.
You know what's crazy? I like Knock Yourself Out. Is my least favorite record on that album.
I was about to say, you know what I was going to tell
him? Put Your Hands Up is the better.
You know I was going to tell you what you should do?
Put Your Hands Up is the better record.
You know I was going to tell you what you should do? You should do that. Do your niggas bust your guns.
Oh, that beat? Yeah, yo, somebody sent me that beat.
What?
Somebody sent me that over. I never liked that army horns.
But then I say that because the horns work for a Southern artist and a New York artist.
I think
Drag On killed it too.
Somebody got to flip them horns differently. It's something like they got to either space the horns out something or add some air compression to them. Like
I would just take that.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna tell you what beat I wish I would have had.
Like, tell me.
In this last few months, that Seen It All, the product, the Mobb Deep flip. I was mad when I heard that shit. I said, this beat is crazy. this is insane. Metro did his thing with that one.
Yeah, you ain't ever thought about partnering with a producer? That's the easiest way to break that.
I would love to do that.
Who? Who you want to do a project with?
Who I want to do a project with? Me and Dizzy Banko actually just knocked out a project. You feel me? That's a New York-based artist, but if I could choose one from anywhere.
A producer.
I really want to work with JD.
Jermaine?
Yeah.
You talked to him?
I told JD. I DM'd him and told him that, but I got to see JD. I got to see him and tell him.
I hit him for you right now.
He know that, though. Like, JD know that. I was like, yo, JD, I want to work with him. You know why I want to work with him? JD, he always broke artists from when they was young. He never had, the last artist he had when he caught them as an adult was Mace. Mm-hmm. And Mace run stopped by the time he did that. Like, yeah. So imagine if he had somebody like my age that he can work with now.
Yeah.
The shit that he wanted Bao to say when Bao was 13 and he couldn't say. That like shit like those type
that's,
of choruses
Bart,
and
that's
all
easy.
That.
That's easy, Bart.
That's what I'm saying.
I can get to JD, but you with Bart. You can't Bart.
That's I want to work with JD.
That's easy.
I want to work with JD.
I mean, I can make it happen if you want, but if Bart, I don't mind. Like, JD's my brother.
So, what's the biggest challenge that you face, like, as an artist? You know what I'm saying? Even with all the advantages that you do have, like, what do you think that is?
Biggest challenge? Turnaround time with, like, relying on, like, creatives, like, videography.
I was about to say, is it the
stuff
content?
Like that. It's the content. Like, people turnaround time don't be fast.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And I'm really a workaholic. Like, I sit in the studio, record a song, and I fall in love with the rough mixes.
Yeah.
Like, I knock the record out and be like, yo, we could shoot this video right now. But niggas, turnaround time don't be that.
Yeah.
So you think, though, with, you know, like, you don't have, like, a budget to be like, man, like, I could just get these people and knock this out, because you would assume that you could.
No, but I wish McCall, I'm sure I could, but I'm doing everything out of pocket right now, like, you feel me, for the most part. So, well, I am doing everything out of pocket. So for me, it's the just finding the people who I don't like thinking for creatives. So I want to find somebody who
can bring it out.
I can hear it and create from there.
That'd be my biggest problem. Yeah, I'm like, if I got to tell you what I want, then I don't need you.
Exactly. I want you to show me something I don't need.
If I know how to do it,
I knew I needed.
I would do it.
Yeah.
Like, I need you to tell me, like,
what I need.
Yes, because, like, I don't know.
Like, my man that was here with me the other day, my man Dre Pimp, playing some shit. I said, yo, matter of fact, you going to come up with the video treatment, because my videographer's out here. I'm like, you going to come up with the treatment. Sent him the songs. he create my vision, what I had in my mind, like, which I was thinking, he seen it before. He's like, yo, this is how it should be, like, and I like shit like that, like, yeah, a creative who can create,
yeah,
not be coached.
If we had a snapshot today, right now, took your picture and we put it in the 2024 hip-hop yearbook.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. And I want to ask you, are you ever frustrated with uploading a video to YouTube and you get no views? I know I was when I first started. If you're a music artist and you have your own podcast or your content creator, look no further. WAM Promotions has gotten you covered. They specialize in high-end targeted YouTube campaigns that deliver real views, real subscribers, and most importantly, real growth. So if you're struggling with real organic YouTube growth, I'm here to tell you to go on WAM Promotions and use the promo code GODS and receive 20% when you check out. Tell them Ray sent you, you got 20% off. Let's go, guys. I'm looking to see you guys on the charts. Let's go.
What's your statement at the bottom? What are you saying to the world? What's your line?
Told you niggas, man. Told you niggas, man. I told you niggas, man.
I like it. I love it.
That should be the name of your song. You should do a song called Told You Niggas.
I am. I got some shit like that. I got some shit similar.
Like, just like
that.
I told you, niggas. I always tell people, I'm like, the key to winning is
something catchy.
But I think when we do music, we look at it differently than when we do everything else, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, because I have a rule when I work with R&B artists, I'm like, after you sing it, say it.
Yeah. Do you want to keep saying it?
And if it doesn't feel good saying it, it ain't gonna work if you sing it, because it's like
it needs repetitiveness.
It's just you're not speaking in your natural voice, right? So you're like, you know, like your roses on your body, and it's like, would you say that?
No,
nigga. Like,
shit that's cringy don't work.
That's my point. So when you look at rap is easy because all you have to do is say something. So I always tell people the cheat code to rap is captions.
Yeah.
Go look at your Instagram captions, mm-hmm, and go see what you wrote. Go see the ones that you wrote. Like, that's the song.
Yeah.
Look at the picture. Look at the video. That's the everything on your Instagram is the song, is the video, is everything. It's the aesthetic.
Exactly.
You just gotta, I think when it's your shit, it'd be like, all right, I gotta be stepped up.
Yeah.
No, it don't have to be stepped up.
No, but see, I know for me, I'm big on picking instrumentals. Mm. Like, if the beat don't speak to me instantly and make me want to start rapping or find a flow, I ain't fucking with it.
When you start a song, how do you like to start a song in your process?
I'm weird. I'll write two verses at a time. Like, I play two, go back and forth between beats and write like that. But for me, I think the first two lines, the first two lines matter, whether it's how you say it or what you said. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
Do you have bars that you have saved? Like you're just doing something random and be like, oh man, I gotta get this in the song one day.
Yeah, like I'll be talking to a nigga and say some fly shit and be like, hold on, I gotta use that.
What's the flyest four bars you think you've ever said? Like, you was like,
flyest four bars I think I ever said. I don't know. I be saying a lot of shit. It'd be like a 16 bar verse and it's like the 11th bar or something. I just say something that's like totally left field, yeah. Like, you feel me? Like,
I ain't gonna hold you. When he said skeet in the bundles,
yeah, yeah, like that verse, I started like, bugging. Oh. I like,
but
certain,
I wasn't offended, so I was like, okay, he did it good though.
Yo, you know what's crazy? When that song came, my pops was like, yo, this nigga is hard on women. Yeah. All women like that verse. Like, all women like that verse. Like,
that is like, stop.
Yeah, he's like,
you gotta be a little softer.
Yeah, like, and all women like that verse. Like, and it'd be shit like that. Like, I'd be like, I've learned that rap is audacity.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck made him say that? Why would he say that?
Yeah.
You know what I tell people? And I know rap, if you looked at rap through this lens, it's really not hard to win. Rap is WWE.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrestling. Like, what is wrestling, my nigga? Like, wrestling is everybody drops a leg in the wrestling ring, but mm-hmm, when Hulk Hogan does it, it's the finishable.
Yeah,
everybody does an elbow. Everybody jumps an elbow, but when The Rock does the, by the way, the people's bottom, elbow, yeah, is no, the people's elbow is just an elbow.
Exactly.
But it's just the, he stands, he pushes in the middle of the ring, he takes this thing off, he throws the other one, and then he goes and he goes and then he just hits you with an elbow. Right. But that shit is so exciting to watch.
It's the dramatic.
That's what I'm saying. So for me, I feel like rappers need to bring that WWE flair where it's like, who are you? Like, who you gonna be? Like, what's the character? Because it's missing that.
See, also for me, though, I naturally have a smart ass mouth. Mm-hmm. So I'd be saying some smart ass shit to people, and I'd be like, I be having it. So whenever I rap, I just be like, oh, what's some smart shit I could say to a nigga? Like, that'll upset a nigga. Like on a joint I just did recently, like one of the bars was, I said, bitches want fucking disguise it as play fight. And I played the song for my friends yesterday, and it was like, yo, that really be the case. Like, you be arguing, a girl, like, it'd be like, I want to fight. Like, what type of fight you want to fight? Like, it's shit like that. Like,
y'all do that?
I've seen it. I personally don't like
drama.
See what I'm saying?
But I'm like, hold on. I don't like
drama.
Y'all do that?
I've seen it.
Like, you see, like, it's like, I just think of relatable things that people would say, or like that. I'd be like, yo, I seen this before said somewhere. Like, you feel me? I might have said this at a point in time. Like, you now you just got to figure out how to say it with sound right in the verse.
Yeah. Tell me, this is, I want you to manifest the next 24 months.
Next 24 months?
What do you want to happen next 24 months for you? Like, what you want to happen?
The next 24 months, I need numerous hits out there. Like, yo, my dream career, and I stop, like, it can happen, if I fill up all 10 of the number one spots on the Hot 100, like, if I get 10 in one week, just 1, 2, 3, that 10, and those do, I'm cool. I get the money and get out the way.
Yeah, if you do that, you gonna have
out the
everybody
way.
Around you on your ass. Keep going.
Like,
keep going. So you want to go out on top, niggas?
Huh? Yeah. Like my study, my blueprint from like Ja Rule, Nelly. Like, I studied the niggas who had not runs, but had, it was moments, you got to think of it, was a time when nobody can get higher than Ja Rule. Like, niggas can get a number one, but Ja Rule is Ja Rule. Like, it's happening every time. It's every time he does it, it is happening. Like, Nelly went diamond and didn't have to die.
Nope.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Like, my aunt, I got an aunt, a great aunt, my mom's aunt. Since I was a kid, like a little kid, country grandma and all, she loved Nelly. Like, she has every one of Nelly's CDs in the house, in the CD. Like, she loves him. Like, that's the, for me, that's the goal. When old people love you and, like, that's the goal. Yeah. Like, you think about it. Nelly, some would say a legacy act. Nelly don't drop as much new music as he could. Even Ja Rule. They don't have to. Like, niggas try to shit on artists for that. Like, but you know how great life can be if you could just make a bunch of music at a period?
But I was going to tell you.
Never have to drop again?
I was going to tell you. If you really look at it, I mean, 50 Cent is still torn for Get Rich or Die Trying.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like Usher is still torn from Confessions. Mm-hmm. Every artist has to have that one
does it.
Album that, like, puts them, like, in that stratosphere where it's like, I'm up here now. I could do whatever I want. I'm staying up here. Mm-hmm. Kanye still performing songs from Graduation and the last Late Registration.
Exactly.
Still, to this day, like, it's never going to go away. So if you had to, so I'm asking you, what are you manifesting though? Like, give us some things that you say that is going to happen really J-Wan over the next 24 months.
I say the next 8 to 12, I would either have a partnership or a deal.
Okay. With a major.
Yeah.
Okay.
Within that though also, numerous hot records that's out, like, that's setting a flame across the nation, like, you feel me?
Not New York.
Yeah, like, New York, everywhere, like, you feel me? Like,
so now, and like, you were naming like Nelly, Country Grammar and stuff like that, and that was a time where being signed to a label, you got the push, like, you're put into this engine, and it's like you don't have to worry about the turnaround time of mm-hmm. content, because they had the people
doing
the content.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing it for you. So now in this age though, like, what do you see yourself doing to go, because let's say you don't get, you know, a major label situation, like, because even when you're in a major label situation,
sometimes
you still have to do
call,
all that stuff yourself. So, like, what are you doing to surpass that?
Oh, always on top of my business. Like, I pay attention to the numbers and all of that type of stuff. I try to bypass a lot of shit. So, getting shit mastered beforehand, paying for the beats. I have an in-house producer, so mm-hmm. a lot of the shit is really just 50-50 splits on everything, but for the producers that's not in-house, paying for the beats if I got to do that or getting them this stuff.
But what about, like marketing? Because, you know, like, back then, that's the, to Walmart, that's Target, the next nothing thing. Without seeing
Country I really
want
to take it back to whatchamacallit, like, to street team shit. Like, I'm really about to get on some shit, painting up posters, plastering them shits everywhere, like, only thing that scared me is niggas said you'll go to you could get a fucking hefty fine if you post a bill somewhere it ain't supposed to be, like, so.
Yeah, and everybody on their phone anyway, so they're not looking at that.
Yeah, so
you get a fine if you post a bill. What kind of
that's
bill?
That's why they stopped poster boards.
Really?
Yeah.
Label used to get fined in the millions. They used to get fined.
Yeah.
Big time.
By who?
The government, the city.
Yeah, the city.
Police department. They send a bill at the end of the year.
So if I'm
putting they up, count them up. They count them up.
The Def Jam, we used to pay. Remember one year we paid out like $1.3 million in fines?
Because that's how much you'd be paying in advertising.
Oh, yeah. And they sent it in and they sent the bill.
See, I'm learning shit right now. See, I never knew that. Damn, Rick, you
but
just
see, like, I'm about to figure out a way to get on that. Like, I'm about to just start running to all the corner stores in New York and posting big-ass posters. Like, Poppy, let me put this in here, $5 or something. Like,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, nah, you know what we should do in Atlanta? You would just get some T-shirts and put on some crackheads.
Yep.
Get the crackheads clothes, nigga. They everywhere. They run up on everybody. They are walking advertising. They walking. I'm not being funny. I'm being honest with you, nigga. That's how nigga promote their business.
Honestly, the new age version of that is boosting posts.
Yeah. It's what?
Like Google Ads boosting posts.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Like when you, because everyone talks about the algorithm, but it's a whole chemistry, a whole formula around it. You have to have something good, but you also They're a business. They don't want to give you the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm about to
they're not making
the
no money
though.
Off of you.
I'm about to, on the Joe Biden podcast, I'm about to play all my records as sleepers.
That's
smart. How about they cheat the system?
Yeah. That's dope.
So, man, I ain't gonna lie, J1. I just wanted to talk to you. You have anything else, Rocky?
I could be here all day, but
I'm talking to this dude, bro. I like talking to you because
I appreciate that.
I like the arrogance.
I appreciate
and
that. It's controlled.
I feel no, but it don't matter if it is. I feel like when you come from the lineage you come from and you playing in that field, there should be a level of arrogance.
I think
there.
My arrogance also comes from my pops is, I think, overly humble and he don't pop his shit enough. He's responsible for like a lot of shit in the industry and niggas don't give him credit for it. Like, and it's like, I'd be like, bro.
Things like what? What
like,
would you say?
Drag your nuts a little bit.
Like what? What would you say that he did? You do it for him. It's your dad. I would love my kids brag.
A lot of niggas start, the way he rap, a lot of niggas learned that formula of just rap. In the pot, like that. Fucking the paper towel shit. He really had niggas doing that. Fucking.
He was one of the first niggas that would do an ad-lib before a verse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like he would do like an ad lib.
The laugh shit. Yeah, everybody got their own signature shit. Fucking first New York artist really coming down south and on Southern Records. Like he did a lot of shit niggas wasn't doing at one point.
You think you could pass him?
I plan on passing him.
That's an important question.
I plan on passing him.
I'm like, nigga, he's up there. I'm just letting you know. Like,
because Styles told me one day, like, he was like, yo, you doing everything you got to do. Now all you got to do is just kill us. Get us out the way.
I love Styles, man. I just love that dude, bro.
Like,
I just love Styles. I just feel like I met him at the Joe Budden show when I was we were doing our show together. He was coming in. I just love that dude. He was trying to tell Joe stop smoking the cigarettes. You know, Joe.
He
don't
like, fuck with the cigarettes.
You know, when niggas smoke cigarettes around niggas that quit, it's always funny because Joe had that look on his face like, come over here, fuck with me, man. So you know, like you know, nigga, no, I know you ain't with it. So Joe went over there to smoke like, and he looked. Styles like, hey man, why you smoke that? And Joe like, hey bro,
yeah,
that's my thing. Leave me alone, bro. It's my shit. I gotta do. Leave me the fuck alone. And Styles like, nah, I ain't gonna bother you, but you know it's not healthy for you.
That should be funny.
Hey man, if you like, it was like really like, leave me the fuck alone. I'm trying to get through it. So yeah, man. So I just you know, I think I see big things for you, cause I think the one thing you have that no one is rare. I'm not gonna say no one. You have the attitude. And what people don't understand about, and that's why I went back to wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
What people don't understand about wrestling is that everybody's doing the same moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's the attitude that makes us love you. Mm-hmm. It's the way you walk it. It's like, it's everything. All that. And for me, I think this kid's going to be one of the ones. I just think he is. I think the only thing I'm going to tell you is that
The only thing that, so if I was managing you, mm-hmm. right, I'm your manager, the only thing that scared me, and it's not even bad, it was when you said, I want the respect of my peers. Mm-hmm. That scared me. And the reason why that would scare me is because your peers have a different relationship with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they love you because they also know where you come from, they know who your family is, so it's a different kind of love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there is still a whole lot of outside people that don't know those peers.
What's good, y'all? This is Ray Daniels, aka the Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about YKTV Magazine, which is the number one magazine for prison entertainment. These prisoners are sitting in jail. They have nothing to do but read these magazines and read your ads, buy your music, support your business, anything that you can do that's online commerce. They already have published over 140 magazines with 36 major artists that have covered it, and I'm giving you an opportunity to advertise this magazine and get directly to an audience that you know has the time and the money to spend. Info at the bottom, info at the God Show. Holla at us, whether you're an artist, producer, whoever you are, we can help you with your business. Holla at us to get to YKTV.
And all I would tell you to do is kill them.
Yeah.
Like, if they don't know what that is, show them.
Nah, that's one thing. My team, right? They'll be like, yo, you do the songs with niggas, and you'll wait till towards the end of the verse and kick it in on niggas. I really sit there and study niggas like movements. I'd be like, yo, bro, you gotta think. If I take off on them immediately, that song might never come out. Yeah, but that might be the record.
But I'm about to tell you though, that's what it's supposed to be.
I know.
Like, fuck all that. Like, you don't think that Biggie and Hov, when they was doing Jay-Z, Biggie Small, you don't think they was like, what'd he say?
You know, are you crazy?
I really gotta get that.
I really don't. And that'd be another thing. I think that's just like my arrogance in a way, because sometimes like niggas be like, yo, you ain't think about it. I'm like, bro, I don't give a fuck what that nigga said. I know what I'm about to say.
So then my thing to you would be murder it then.
See, but that'd be my whole thing. Like, I don't, like, I go on a joint and I think about shit that nigga said and be like,
I ain't gonna give my best.
No, I'd be like, that was cool. This is how I do it though.
Yeah.
Like, so I'll be arguing with my man. He'd be like, yo, you hear? He'd be like, yo, you hear how he just doing this? And I'm like, you hear what he's saying?
Can I give you some advice? I'm gonna give him some advice, Rocky. If you can't, now mind you, I got family from Yonkers. Mm-hmm. And the family I got from Yonkers, they in the hood. What I'm telling you is I believe that there's a part of you that gives grace.
I do.
Because it's like you don't have to. Like, you want to. It's almost like watching your friend and it's like, this nigga needs it. He needs it. I want it, but he needs it. And I feel like there's a little bit of that in you.
It is.
A little bit of, I don't need it, but I already know I got it. Which is, that's the hard part, because most niggas don't have a Jordan around them to say how my jump shot look.
Yeah.
You got that. So for you, it's like, how you gonna tell me something when a nigga that everybody look up to told me I was fine?
Mm-hmm.
But there still has to be that desire, that fire, that chip on your shoulder that you dare a nigga to touch. Like, try me. Like, I always tell it to my son. I'm like, when you gonna walk in rooms and people ain't gonna like you because I'm your dad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not nothing you did. Don't think it's nothing that I did. But it's just, there's a kid in that room that wishes his dad was
mm-hmm.
me. And that kid is gonna look at you like, I'm gonna take him out. So you gonna have to work harder when they know who you are. And for me, I feel like that's the only thing I'd be like, I would have to damn near put you in situations where you gotta prove yourself every day.
Yo, and that,
like,
my
damn
thing.
The exercise.
That'd like, be my thing. Like, I just told him, I said, I'm about to go to Philly for like 2 weeks.
And just rap with niggas.
And just rap. Like, I'm about to just go to Philly for like 2 weeks and just, like, just lock in.
You gotta
in
challenge
and just
yourself,
rap,
bro.
Like, just,
you gotta challenge bro. Yourself. Because it's like, how can you, it's like, and I hate to say this, but it's like going to LA and doing big business. And then going back to your small town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just feels like.
It's a big difference.
It just feels different. It's like, nigga, I was at the motherfucking, I was at the show, nigga.
And you know
I'm
what's crazy?
Show.
That's why I don't do features a lot with niggas. Because it'd be like, certain niggas, I'd be like, nah, that's good. But it's going to be hard to give you my best because I know this is your best. And
it's like playing down in talent.
Yeah, like.
Nah, I want you to do that.
Like, so I'll be
I
like.
I want you to do that. I want you to play up.
So I like them challenges. Like, maybe like, all right, Like, I want, those are the sessions I'm waiting for. Like, I'm waiting for those sessions. Like,
you bored?
Yeah, like where
he's bored. Like, this is the first time we got like, our spotlight. Who is bored? Like,
I'm waiting for them sessions where we here in Atlanta and we all at Copper Cove or something. Niggas be like, we going to the studio. Niggas, in, oh, we're, let me get on there real quick. Like, I want, like, yeah like, that's, let's go. Like, yeah. Come in. Like,
and, don't even tell a nigga your verse.
Yeah, like, come
just
in.
Be like,
nah,
I'm gonna do it in the booth.
Yeah, like, and I hate that when we be in sessions. Niggas be like, oh, nah, bro, wait.
But you here when I get the booth?
Yeah, like.
And then you do it, then you looking at the room. And you,
well, yeah. Sometimes I tell the engineer, yo, put your headphones in. Don't let them hear it. Mm. And then.
Bro, I already see the only Achilles heel. You just gotta. And I ain't gonna lie, I think that was probably your dad's thing. Because he was better than everybody.
Yeah.
Mm. He just was dedicated to the group. By the way, I just gotta say this.
No, I'm gonna tell you what his thing was. Not to cut
no,
you
I'm gonna say what I think it is. Then you all can correct. Because I wanna say this. I wanna give props to Kiss, Sheik, and Styles, because in a world of individualism,
mm-hmm.
and a world of men feeling like I gotta be a man, the fact that them brothers stayed together, it's still crazy. Hold each other down, is a testament to who they are as men. Now, that's what
and
I. And
you don't get
is.
That in Yankees. And
you don't get that from none of us.
Exactly.
Y'all still together? Word. Damn. Y'all still rock, and y'all getting money, and everybody's oh wow.
Exactly.
And they all different. They all bring something different to the table. Mm-hmm. So I just had to give them that, but. Maybe that was the thing. So what is the thing for you that you said that's the, what was his thing?
I don't think he ever played down. I think niggas never play up.
Whenever you think he rap, he never asked for it.
Not, I think, so what I think it is, right? There's a level of gear that niggas don't get it. When they get on a song with him, if he get on a song, he going to do what he do regardless. You know he's going to do what he do. You feel me? It's almost going to make the song flawless and fire. But then when those artists do songs with other artists, they jump into another gear. But when they get on with him, they don't. It's like
because they can't fuck with him.
Yeah, it's like they pull lace, they hit they breaks, and they slow the record down from being what it could be because yeah. they ain't trying to play up and take it there. Like say like you feel me? Like we hear the Jeezy and Hov that on what's that Blueprint 3?
As real as it gets.
Jeezy got into a bag that Jeezy
yeah.
don't.
Yeah.
Like he got into a different.
New York,
really,
here we go, Rocket. New York is about to give.
I really think Jeezy took off on him on that second verse. Jeezy took off on him.
I thought Jeezy was the first verse.
Jeezy went first.
Introduce myself.
Then Jeezy took off though, like on a level that we don't see.
What was it? How did his verse go, Rick? Well, how did third verse go? Niggas telling them to blow up and that shit. It's a nigga.
You know me, I don't need like he just took he just was he came some off on the
yeah.
You feel me? Now listen to OJ and listen to Jeezy like it yeah it ain't it's a gear that he didn't hit on there that he hit on there. Like artists won't hit certain gears on records.
I like this nigga. I just like you, bro. Cause I ain't never thought about that.
Like and I pay attention to like certain artists hit certain gears with other artists.
Yeah.
Like that's it's a lot
they
of artists
for
like,
they moment.
Yeah.
I don't think nobody. I just feel like, you. To me, I would say
he, like another perfect example. Ross and Raphael Sadiq. There's a level that Ross hit with Raphael that he don't hit with John Legend.
Yes, of course. Take a ride with me.
And those are my favorite Rick Ross records. Yeah. Anything Ross and Raphael Sadiq.
Yes, me too.
Like I want to work with Raphael Sadiq.
Yeah, I can help you with that.
That's
too.
The record I wish I was mine. That is the record I wish was mine.
Yes.
All the Money in the World.
Yes.
I wish was mine.
Yeah.
I wish that record.
I got
remember
goosebumps.
When I first
I got
heard
goosebumps
that.
Hearing that record.
When I first heard that record was 2009. It was me, my pops, his man, my cousin Dob, and another nigga from our projects. And we was riding in Nike Town. And my pops was playing that out. That record in the range. It was that record that I'm like, oh, this shit. Even when I play it now, I love that record. That is.
I like it because he dedicated the verse to his dad. My dad dead. So it was like, I wish my dad was here so that mm-hmm. I could feel that.
And
like,
then what Raphael did on the bridge
la,
to the.
La, 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 la.
And that is the record. Like, that's the record for me. That's like, I wish
By
I
the way,
had
that's
that.
Rick Ross' best album.
It is.
Teflon Don.
It is. It's that.
Deeper than rap. Nigga, Teflon Don is
through
flawless.
Through and through. It's flawless, but Teflon Don is one of his best lyrical records.
Because that also got, but it only, to be honest with you, the only records on Teflon Don that I didn't rock with was BMF and MC Hammer, because that was tearing the streets up and he threw it on there. But
he didn't need it on there.
He didn't need it on there. Like,
Freemason.
What?
And Kanye, live fast, die free.
Nigga, live fast, die young.
Live fast, die young.
Nigga, I'm playing that shit as soon as I get in the car.
Yeah, when I get in the car, I'm playing that.
As soon as I get in the car.
That might be a top three Ross record.
Tears of Joy.
What, nigga?
That might be top five.
What?
Like, it's certain, like, it's certain records. Or 16. I would have loved for 16 when 16 ain't enough to be my record. Like, I would have loved that record. As that would, that record right there, like, I love anything that feels like luxury. Like,
me too.
Like, if it feels like good clothes, if it make like it feels like good clothes.
Isn't your pops on the Maybach Music on that one?
He's on Maybach Music on that one too.
Yeah.
I like luxury. Anything,
I'm playing that Teflon down now as soon as I get in the car.
Anything that feels like new car smell, you need a car wash. Like
riding to the mall.
That is.
That's a song with T.I. said, with Tip say, how your bitch gonna feel when she pull up next to that?
That, like, I love luxury rap. Me too. Like, that is my thing.
Yeah,
like,
me too. Luxury rap.
Like, that's my. And that's another thing I have with, like, niggas be like, yo, you don't ever get inside. I be like, yo, bro, I like luxury. I
mean, you're a Pusha T fan.
I am a Pusha fan. Because
Pusha's like the king of luxury
but
rap.
But there's certain Pusha records that I just absolutely love. And then the rest of them is like, they're traditional Pusha records. I don't need them.
I could talk rap with this guy all day, guys. I'm going to just wrap it up because I like talking to him. You got anything you want to say to them before we get out of here, brother?
Man, make sure y'all follow me on Instagram. I don't know, they're probably going to drop it at the bottom. You feel me? Really J1. Check out music on all DSPs, Really J1. And you can catch me on the Joe Budden podcast, you know? Get in tune. Get familiar.
And you can also catch him on the That's Debatable podcast.
Yup.
And Artist Spotlight. Because we're going to be rocking. This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee. Everybody, let's clap for our guest today. Let's also clap for Rocky. She showed up and got in her bag. Yes, I love that. Yes. And shout out to y'all for watching. Shout out to our sponsor, Two Laws Distribution, and everybody else. We love y'all. Let's go.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.